I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It is Dukes and Bell, man, into hour number three. Hope everybody's having a great day today on a Friday. Is this going to rain all weekend?
Feels that way.
Ah, mush. Ah. Oh, hell. Now I was starting the hour sounding like Nick Nolte. No, hell no.
It feels that way.
It's going to rain all week. No, I'm going to watch TV. No. Chewbacca, that's not a plano. That's the old Patton Oswalt. It's one of the great skits about the auditions for Star Wars and Nick Nolte auditioning for the role of Han Solo. Or it'll find it before we get done with this segment because he's good at that stuff. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's talk football, man. What a great game last night. All right, man, last night, Carson Beck, were you pulling for him in the end?
A little bit. I wanted to see a dramatic ending, and we got it. Again, no dog in the fight. I just wanted a great game. At first, it didn't feel like it was going to be. At first, the first half, it just felt like, okay, Ole Miss, they get the field goal. I think it's, 17-13? And then, you know, you're like, okay, where's this going? But Beck was spectacular, Mike, specifically in that last drive. And they're playing for their first title since 01, man.
Right. Think about that. All the bad coaches they went through and, you know, all the swagger of the U. By the way, even Michael Irvin was kind of dialing it down a little bit.
He was.
He did his thing with the belt later, but I think somebody in Miami said, Mike, if you could just pretend that you are just a little more mellow because the entire world thinks you basically did a Tony Montana at the end of Scarface here before you came to the stadium. So he kind of dialed it back. Here's how it sounded when Carson Beck picked him up and put him down for the win.
Three receivers bunch to the left. Beck is looking that way. And still looking. Takes off running. Carson Beck with his legs puts Miami on top. What a drive.
Yeah, Chris had a call. Drive of his life and really dialed it in. You talked about how accurate he was in the first half. You know, the wide open busted coverage. The Ole Miss secondary was so sketchy. They had to only rush three and drop eight so often. So that just created all those running lanes at the end of the game there for Carson Beck.
Yeah, and look, I didn't think he saw that open up because at first I said he's going to force this. And then it parted like the Red Sea and he runs it in. For me, Mike, defensively, though, Miami is just really good. And by the way, they were out without their big defensive tackle. He got hurt like in the first few plays of the game.
Right. And then they had the targeting play, which they got one of their best defensive backs as well.
Yeah, right. Thrown out. I feel like, again, I'm curious to see what happens tonight. We'll talk more about Indiana and this matchup with Oregon. As we know, a lot of Indiana fans are in town. But Miami's going to be a problem. And they pose some issues, whether it's Oregon or Indiana, as they did for Ole Miss last night. But I thought it was like, If you take away the back-to-back, you know, sacks, this is in the fourth quarter, then they had penalties, and then Ole Miss takes the lead with the field goal, right? Because I think Shambliss, they go down and take the lead. I think it was 3 minutes to play. But if you take some of these moments out and you go, look at how dominant Miami was at times in this game. Time of possession, they hurt themselves with penalties, drop interceptions. I just feel like this was – the score was really not indicative of how dominant Miami was. Either way, no SEC teams in the national championship.
Ole Miss, I thought, like, they wanted to go fast because Miami was gassed. And you talked about the injuries and there were some depth issues at times last night. So they wanted to go fast. I just felt on that last drive – you're snapping the ball with 14. It's kind of like we talk about. If you go back and watch, don't watch it. You'll be very upset. You go back and watch Super Bowl 51. We're not running enough time off the clock. Remember, no. You and I didn't we add up as like 4 minutes and 34 seconds of time.
That's a great
which
point.
Almost gets us across the finish line.
That's right.
So I mean, it's like, man, you've got to take it all the way down. And I thought that's the one time to start to slow down the clock. Then they get the ball back with no time, and there's no way they're going to make this work. And then two big throws, and they had the one timeout to burn. And here's the ending. Yes, it was pass interference, but no, they don't call it on a Hail Mary.
Very different look on defense from before the timeout. You're right. Chambliss connects the snap. Backpedals, launches to the end zone, broken up, and the Miami Hurricanes head home to play for a championship.
Yeah, look, I get it, and I saw all the fans of, you know, and I understand, because SEC just means more. Even folks who never liked Ole Miss, Georgia fans who just a week ago couldn't stand it, it's pass interference, but you just know it, and I understand it. If you're going to call it in the first minute of the game, why wouldn't you call it in the last seconds of the game? Talk to the refs from the Big Ten, who let everybody get away with a lot of holding last night on both sides.
No, they did, and look, the play, when you slow it down, was there interference in some you know, arms being, you know, holding going on. Yes, but I'm with Mike. You cannot call that on the last play. Like, you're going to let them play, let them decide it. It's like deciding a championship, Mike, with free throws. You can't call that. Let the play out. Let the guy shoot the ball.
Here's Mario Cristobal on all the haters of the U.
In fact, you say that, but when people, whoever counted us out, they're never part of the equation. They never will be as long as I'm fortunate enough to be the head coach at Miami. The outside stuff, the noise, will never be. The guys inside made a decision. They were kind of coming to work every single day and find a way to bring great energy, great enthusiasm, and be 1-0.
Yeah, man. Look, he's an old lineman, and he's got that lineman's mentality. And if you didn't see it, it was funny. One of his assistant coaches goes to hug him. Get off me! What are you doing? It's like, and he wanted – and by the way, these – Can these celebration ceremonies take any? It's not the natty. Yes, you've won the Verbo Fiesta Bowl, and the lady comes out and she's stumbling and bumbling, and then Cristobal's like, "Get me out of here already!" You know, so people are feeling like somehow he's not being he's being as genuine as he can be. He doesn't give a crap. He's got work to do. He's got to get ready for either Oregon or Indiana, and I'm with him.
Yeah,
because they're so convoluted, they take forever. ESPN, Katie George reported as far as tonight's game. That Oregon has moved two defensive players to tailback this week in practice because they got, like, no depth right now at running back. Both safety Kilohana Hassenritter and linebacker Braden Platt have switched over to offense from defense because they had, at one point, one of their, I think it was a fourth guy on their depth chart who wasn't injured, decided to use this week to transfer out.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Isn't that something for the Ducks?
Listen, this is one of their concerns. I think their other concern is how do you slow down this Indiana offense, Mike, that just has been, you know, look, they've been dominant. And by the way, I got to say this. That old notion about the Big Ten not being physical, it's not true. Like, whatever this NIL thing has done, Mike, it's also allowed the Big Ten to become a much more physical team. 10 years ago, Mike and I would have this conversation. It wasn't even close. Right. SEC was way more physical than the Big Ten. Not anymore, guys. These are physical football teams that we're seeing, and you saw it even throughout the bowl games. I'm putting that out there to say, like, these aren't going to be finesse teams. Indiana, if you've not watched them,
right,
they beat people up. So we'll see.
All right, man. So how does Oregon run the football?
I don't know if they can.
You know, that's the thing.
I don't know if they can.
Jordan Davidson, he was the guy that was – Day-Day brought this up the other day. He's officially got ruled out earlier in the week. He led the Ducks 15 rushing touchdowns, broke his clavicle, collarbone.
Right.
So he's not going to play. They're down to three healthy running backs. And then you got Mekhi Hughes. Lamar was the guy we talked about yesterday, Jaden Lamar. They hit the portal. They got Noah Whittington. He has led the team in rushing attempts. But you could argue that Davis is a little more explosive in the red zone. So either way, that's an option. And then, you know, what do you think about Indiana getting after more of the quarterback? Who looked? I mean, I thought they were both teams looked so shaky in the Orange Bowl because both defenses were so good. Red Raiders and the Ducks were really getting after it. But I think Indiana, I took Oregon, and now I've got buyer's remorse on that. I think Indiana gets it done.
I do too, man. Look, I just feel like when we get to these spots in the season and you go, who's been the best team? I know everybody's talking about the rematch. I don't know if that plays. At the end of the day, you know, you got the best players. You've had the best execution. You've got arguably the best quarterback in college football.
Right.
Like that's where I'm leaning tonight. And look, Dan Lanning could certainly prove everybody wrong and the Ducks could pull this out. I'm not telling you Indiana's going to beat the hell out of them. It's not going to be 45-3. But if it is, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I do think this will be a close game. And when I say that, within, you know, a score, 6-7 right. potentially. But I just feel like Indiana, this is not a fluke.
No.
This is not a fluke.
No, it was like I crushed Cignetti. Like, oh, this guy, big tough guy, fake tough guy, taking half of, you know, James Madison came with him. It's more than that. And again, everybody's in the transfer portal. Everybody's living that. Okay? One of the big moves for Georgia was Zach Branch, and they don't use him enough. You know, Georgia's not here, guys, because Kirby blew it. I mean, Georgia fans don't want to hear that. Georgia's not here because Kirby blew it. You basically sat on your tuchus before halftime. You could have made it a 16 or an even larger lead, 12-point lead before the half against Ole Miss and put the pressure back on him. Your defense couldn't get Chambliss on the ground, couldn't stop him. Miami's defense is just better than Georgia's. We were talking about that today on our pre-show. I mean, say what you want. I mean, that deep, they built now, and they bought and paid. Everybody, Carl, has bought and paid for it.
Yes, they have.
And I don't think, and I know we debated this with Mike Griffith from Dog Nation the other day. I think once you're there, there's no, well, you know, we're building a luxury car here. And that was Mike's attitude that, you know, Kirby's doing this. There is no right way. There's only a way that wins the championship now, right? So the idea that somehow, well, the underclassmen, or, you know, they're going to be better. You get a chance to grab the brass ring, you better take it. And Georgia, I don't know, would Miami have kicked Georgia's butt? We'll never know. But, I mean, if you're Georgia and you're this close, I'm sorry. Miami's defense was better, and Kirby got outcoached by a guy in his second game as head coach in Pete Golding.
Yeah. Look, Dan Lanning's won 10 or more games since he got there. They've won, what, 8 consecutive games since their loss to Indiana, which is why everybody says, hey, Oregon's feeling it right now. They're on fire. This is you know, they're playing their best football. But just to give you an outlier here, Indiana outgained Alabama 407 yards to 193. That is dominating them, okay? So I know, again, Alabama fans say, oh, our quarterback got hurt. Go look at the games Indiana has played. Guys, if you didn't watch it earlier this year because it was early in the season, Indiana really dominated Oregon on their own field, Mike.
Right.
They did. So, again, the score sometimes is not indicative of how good they played and what the score maybe should have been. But I just feel like this is their moment. And if they screw it up, because tonight all of a sudden, Mike, they make all these mistakes they haven't made all season long. It's one of those, you know, aberrations of turnovers and all these things that they haven't done. They don't make mistakes. And when you do that and you play clean football like this, Mike, this is what you get in Indiana.
Right. So Cignetti, again, a guy who's got experience with Saban. He's got the quarterback. The irony that both Mario Cristobal and Mendoza both went to the same high school down in South Florida.
They're averaging 41 points a game.
Yes. And I got to be honest, as much as, you know, I'm pulling for Lanning. We always had fun talking back in the day. I just feel that Indiana is the only team that can beat Miami right now.
Yeah.
I don't think, as good as Oregon's defense looked against Texas Tech, I don't think they could do, I think Indiana can do it.
Here's the other part.
To Carson Beck.
Remember they beat Ohio State. That was the big test, right?
Right.
But their defense right now is second in the country, Mike. They're giving up 10.3 points and 240 yards a game. They're stout. So say what you want. I'm going to Indiana.
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We got plenty more to dive into, including, have you ever visited the Pretty Little Taco, Carl?
What's that?
Well, I'm going to fill you in. I just got somebody's attention over here. Aura's woke up.
What kind of taco is that?
It's a delicious taco, I'll tell you that. Also coming up, Rob Manfred. He's done some really good things. Now he's being an idiot. I'll explain.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We saw a lot of Indiana folks today when I was grabbing my lunch, and I was down there at the, we have this thing called Politan Row, which is a really great food court at Colony Square. They got like about a dozen different spots, and they're all fantastic, a lot of variety. But today, I was kind of feeling a little taco-ish today. So I went to this joint called The Pretty Little Taco. You ever been there, Big O? You ever sampled the goods?
Oh, one of my places back in the day. The Berea man is to...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it just so happened the lady working the register was pretty zesty herself. So it kind of, doubled the pleasure of the taco purchase and, down there downtown.
Hold on, Becky. He's doing a break. Hold
no,
on.
No, I'm just saying.
You're never eating Pretty Little Tacos again.
Yes. Right? But no, and a great name, too. There was a place in Vegas. The original was in Los Angeles called Pink Taco. Remember the Hard Rock?
Pink Taco.
Great spot. That's called. That's what they had a joint. It was great. Everybody had the T-shirt. I had a golf bag that had the logo. It was great. But yeah, man, because, you know, it's fun because it's double entendre, which I kind of dig. But anyway, I've just given us...
what I said. What kind of taco are we talking about?
I had chicken with a little cilantro and a little garlic thing in there. And just the right amount of heat, not too much spice for moi. But while I was waiting for it, it took about 6 minutes to come out, so it wasn't too long. There was a bunch of Indiana folks, so I'm just making small talk because I'm waiting there in the food court.
Yeah.
And ran into they're actually originally from Indiana, lived in the Panhandle, lived down by Destin, and ran met some folks from Bloomington, some folks from Terre Haute, and from Indianapolis, and man, they're all over right here downtown. As we said, I've not seen any Oregon Duck fans of yet, but we saw a bunch yesterday at Signia. Those Indiana fans are here.
Yeah, and
this is once in a lifetime.
It is, and look, all the college football folks that usually cover the game are in town. A lot of folks staying, obviously, downtown. You will see very familiar faces. It's a big deal, man, and look, this is what makes our city great. Mike, the fact that we get to host these national semifinal games, we get to host a national championship, we're in the rotation. That venue down there is great in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So I love it that it's in our backyard. I do wish and hope that we had an SEC team, but that's not the case. Like, we thought Miss might be Alabama, maybe Old Miss had their opportunity, or, you know, to get to the national championship, which is in Miami, but we thought maybe Georgia. It didn't happen. So that's the only thing. But at the end of the day, this is going to be a really cool game tonight.
All right, man, the latest, if you just get in the car, we'll talk more about this coming up in the Falcon Report at the top of the hour. The Falcons have basically locked down Jeff Ulbrich, at least for the Cowboys interview request, and I would presume any more subsequent conversations with Ulbrich, he's going to be hands-off. And that's fine. I was just talking with some national guy who was saying, oh, this is the worst thing you can do if a coach comes in and doesn't hire him. First of all, this happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I said, and I wrote back, it was with two potential hires off the Shanahan tree that are out there. Makes perfect sense.
I agree.
Kubiak would have probably no problem with Ulbrich. Certainly, if it's Robert Saleh, wouldn't have a problem. You know, there's a lot of issues out there. Mike McDaniel apparently talking to Tennessee, getting in the mix in Nashville after getting fired in Miami.
Well, look, again, is somebody going to give him another head coaching job? They could. But, you know, I think all these guys want to exhaust that, Mike, before they take any of these coordinator jobs.
Right.
So they want to, you know, they want to be in the mix with a head coaching mix. And that's what, 8 jobs that are open right now. 8.
Right. So, again, it's no big deal when it comes to Ulbrich. And as I said, I know that I think if you look at the whole the totality of the season, Ulbrich did a really good job. They were just some of those games. Look, take your pick of any of the 5 or 6 you felt, Carl, that were, you know, one possession games where you just needed to, you know, maybe do one thing or another. And I just felt, man, they just gave up too many big plays, especially to guys like Bryce Young. But Ulbrich is certainly one of the best DCs we've had here. No argument there. All right, have you heard what Rob Manfred is thinking about?
No, what's he doing?
He has now floated this. It's out there, and they give it to the baseball nerds.
Nerds!
Nerds, pitchers and catchers report in, like, what, about a month and a week or two. The idea that you maybe want to do an in-season tournament like the NBA. And
what?
The idea of also splitting the season into halves the way they, was it 81 they did that during the strike year?
They did.
And that was the year that the Reds actually came out with the best winning record overall, but didn't make the postseason.
Yep.
So, no, Rob Manfred, you've done some good things with baseball. You know, I'm down with robot umps. That's finally coming our way. We're going to get the calls right on balls and strikes. We've sped up the game itself because guys don't take 6 minutes scratching their nuts, stepping out of the box and doing their wrists and wraps and their gloves. And that's great. But don't mess with – the NBA has to do this. They have to do it to draw interest. Baseball doesn't need this. Baseball's doing great locally. If Rod Manfred has free time on his hands, go get with Major League Baseball and talk to cable and DirecTV and everybody else and come up with a package for the teams that need a television deal.
That's right.
How about that, right?
Yeah. No, you're right, Mike. What do we need an in-season tournament for baseball for? Some of these things have been great. That I don't like. I don't like the idea that it's even being floated around. And I'm not telling you it won't work. Again, some of these things, Mike, we think are kooky, but I just don't feel like it's necessary. And how does it help the game? What's the objective here? How does he think it's going to help?
What? Because, you know, and there's always been – then you don't have to be a millennial or gen whatever to know that baseball took too long to play. I'm in my 50s in baseball games driving. Carl's been working with me for 11, 12 years now. I've been arguing about get guys in the box.
Too long.
It was the way to speed up the game. That's great. But somehow you're telling me that there's a generation of fans that can't watch a 162-game season? Okay. So how do you fix it? You shorten the frigging season. The owners will charge more money for the games.
Yeah.
They stopped with doubleheaders a long time ago, right? By the way, would you agree with that? Make all of your division playoffs best of 5. And all these, you know, these three, the best of 3 things are single elimination.
Yes, I would.
And then, but shorten the season so it's over by like mid-September.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're losing revenue anyway with the football. Football, you go toe-to-toe, you don't do the same numbers.
I think that if you're going to change anything, that would be the thing that I'd be talking about potentially changing. Not trying to add an in-season tournament and all that. But I'm guessing they're looking at this NBA model, Mike.
Right, but
and saying, okay, look, are they getting some traction from it? It gives us a way to spice up the game a little bit. We're still playing within our schedule, but some of these games now become more important than others, and it's only for a short period of time, I'm guessing.
And how these things get announced, or at least they like a trial balloon, like a weather balloon, they throw it out there and see what people think. And a few other websites got this. It dropped last night. I was like, are you kidding me? Come on, let's not monkey around with that. All right, good news or bad news? Amazon Prime announced that Al Michaels is coming back another season.
Okay.
I love Al Michaels, one of my favorite broadcasters. But, man, he's kind of – there's no way around it. He's lost his fastball.
Yeah.
You know, disinterested, sometimes not aware that the game is over or that score just won you the game. And, you and I have talked about this a few times. I still love the idea of them spicing things up by putting Richard Sherman in there and getting rid of Herb Street and throw Fitzpatrick in there. And then Al have stuff to bounce things around with and have fun.
I love Al. Legendary. But I was kind of hoping he might say – I'm good.
Packing it in.
Yeah. I thought he might. But he's not. And look, when you're Al Michaels, Mike, and you want to come back, they're going to allow you to come back. And I'm cool with that. But you're right. I was hoping maybe they'd add to the broadcast. And that's the disappointing part.
Hey, man, we were talking a lot about the Hawks today. I just posted it, Mike Bell, ATL. And I didn't make a comment or anything one way or the other, Carl. I just provided information.
You didn't add a comment?
I posted Luka's farewell letter to Dallas.
Okay.
And I posted Trey's open letter from their social media. And I simply wrote, compare and contrast. Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
And based on how you were raised, some people got it and some people don't.
Okay.
What's different about the two? if you feel somebody in society owes you something, if you feel there's no accountability and it doesn't matter and you get yours, or if you were taught to be thankful and maybe, I don't know, feel that somehow you, not that you owe someone, but you have a common courtesy with the fans who supported you. That's the way it's kind of, I'm reading, not to be a social scientist, but that's what I'm getting right now from the responses on.
Well, look, I don't know if I went too hard. I asked the guys, and Day Day, I said, am I tripping on this? And your responses were what? When we came, we were talking about the trade letter. Well, I asked you guys, am I?
No.
Okay. Oh?
You're valid. It's valid.
I just, that guys.
They didn't say it with their chest.
But Mike's got
it's it. Hell
no.
But Mike's got it posted. Go look at
Forget
it for yourself.
It is, and again, his dad said more emotional, thoughtful stuff than he did.
Ray should have wrote the thank you letter, and Dre could have just posted it, man. That's where it's at. All right, a couple of things out there. Miami makes, Carl and I were talking about this off the air, Miami pockets $20 million in college football playoff money. Thanks in part to?
What?
Florida State. Yes, the Canes are beneficiaries of an adjusted league payout structure, and Florida State and Clemson, if I remember correctly, were the guys that were putting this forward. So, Florida State, you get nothing. And Miami, you get the lion's share, the windfall, from advancing as far as you have. Each conference receives $4 million for each team that makes the 12-team playoff. An additional $4 million for each team to advance to the quarterfinals. Conference receives $6 million. Each team that participates in the college playoff receives $3 million to cover. Florida State said, nah, you know what? That's not good enough. So they started, that's how it sort of became winner take all. So since the ACC does now not split college football payoff, Miami pockets all of it. $20 million plus $3 million in travel expenses for the championship, which ain't that much. They're just going to take the band. Not that they have a big band, but they only got to go about 25 miles up 95 from Coral Gables.
Yeah. That's so they get extra three, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, man, look, it's
Isn't that wild?
It is wild. And here's the thing, because of that new deal, now you get to keep all this money. I just, man, is Miami going to be able to sustain this, though? You're in the national championship. I don't care if they win or lose. Like, truly, are they back? Mike, when you say we're back, that means you are consistent.
Now, Kirby's going to have the last back-to-back championships because Carson Beck leaves and Miami's going to flip their roster. They do have old school. Again, they've locked it down. Cristobal was always great at recruiting, and they've locked down the 305, you know? Again, Pitbull, 305, Miami. Miami-Dade. So they've locked that all down, you know, all the way to Lake Okeechobee and up to Lake Wales. They got it all. But the problem is now, Kirby, you just saw the last back-to-back. You never see another back-to-back, not unless there's major guardrails and all the things we complain about change.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think so either. Right. I don't think it's going to happen.
Hey, real quick, last question. This is Guy Talk, by the way, if you're just tuning in. Hello. Falcon Report's on the way at 5. Steve Coonan, who always sandbags us on Hawks trades, will talk to us next about the Hawks. Real quick, guys, around the room, your interest level in the Winter Olympics coming from Northern Italy this year, your Winter Olympics interest level, a scale of 1 to 10.
Zero.
Day-day.
I'll watch it, but I'm not. Nah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Same as me. Two.
I'm not Abe.
I watch the hockey. No, I watch the hockey because I love the NHL.
Look, what's the deal now with the rinks, though? Like, apparently.
It ain't ready.
Yeah, because I saw the ones in Milan. Apparently, they're not done yet. So the NHL said they're not going to put their players on it if it's not good ice.
The ice is bad. Also, they haven't built the locker rooms yet. I mean, it's Italy, you know. We're taking a break. We'll get it done in a minute, okay? they literally said they're putting up sheetrock right now where the locker rooms are supposed to be. I read an article today in SI. Day-Day, what's your interest level?
Not really high, but it'll be on probably the small TV, depending on what's on the big TV.
Right. Chicks love the figure skating. That's always those big numbers.
They do.
For NBC. They love that stuff.
They do.
The skiing. You know, Lindsey Vonn's a nice looking lady. You know, I'm rooting for her not to hurt her knee. That's for darn sure.
Oh,
she's
like,
she's always falling off.
No,
the
it's a great story. What is she, 41 now or something like that?
She's up there. Is she that old?
I believe so. She's like 40.
You see this commercial with her and Scarlett Johansson?
Right.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's a really cool commercial.
They're comparing war scars. Yeah.
And it's promoting the Winter Olympics.
Right. Scarlett's like, I got hurt doing this on a set. And
right, doing stunts and stuff.
Yeah,
right.
And Lindsey Vonn's like, oh, I broke my leg skiing on a hill.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, not really that jazzed about the...
Well,
I mean,
part of the problem is there's not a whole lot of household names when it comes to Winter Olympics.
Right. Right. In the NBA, you got track and field. Everybody knows it's like track and field is run fast. Everybody can relate to that. But, yeah, I always say, and I'm sorry if it makes me a bad American, but just because you wrap in the American flag, I can't give a hoot about sports I don't care about every other, you know, Olympics.
No, I feel you. Yeah, I feel you. And look, The highlights I will watch, to your point, is it appointment TV?
Right. Mm. Now, biathlon, if they turned that into paintball and they were shooting at each other, I'd watch that. You know, they ski and shoot the gun. Hey, man, that's Guy Talk here on Dukes and Bell on 92.9 The Game. This hour, the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Start packing. Steve Koonin, the Hawks CEO, reacts to Trey's trade.
What is he going to say?
We're happy for Trey. He goes to a better place. No, he wouldn't say that. He's talking about his own team. I'm saying that. Putting words in Steve's mouth. Next.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I got to tell you, Carl Dukes, our next guest should probably get a job working as a presidential press secretary because he can sling it, man. We've been asking Steve about all these trade rumors, and Steve just, no. The sources are considered the source. All right, Steve, we'll talk about the deal itself, but when did you know, and how surprised were you that it came to this?
I mean, I've known for a couple of weeks that it was important that Trey, you know, have a great opportunity with another team. I know that Ansi, it was working really, really hard on it. We obviously talk all the time. And, there's always mixed emotions. Trey has meant so much to the city, to our franchise. His wife, Shelby, his two kids were born in Atlanta. He brought an element of cool and success to our team. But, you know, the NBA is rapidly evolving and changing, and it's a game today that it wasn't a couple of years ago. You have the second apron, which is a very complex financial structure. You have a game where guards like Trey and Ja Morant and LaMelo Ball, are now not the top priority for a team. And so I think Washington's a great opportunity for him. If any of you have Trey on your fantasy basketball team, you'll probably win your season because I think he will be great for them. And I really like the players we brought back and the flexibility that we have moving forward. And there's a lot of things to get done.
Did the Hawks feel like they could not win big, meaning a championship with Trey Young?
We're never going to personalize that to say, but I think the evidence of the last couple of years speak for themselves.
I know that the sort of diminishing returns with Trey, if you'd done this trade closer to the 2021 conference championship, obviously there's a bigger haul.
But you wouldn't have done the trade then.
There'd be no
reason
to.
The world was very
right?
different.
No, and like,
the world was different.
Exactly.
Economically different. So,
yeah, and I know that you guys did try to accommodate him. He had a wish list, but those teams, those deals weren't forthcoming. It was reported that it was Brooklyn and Minnesota that it were places he wanted to go. And but you guys can't just cut your nose off to spite your face, so you weren't getting what you wanted.
Yeah, and a bit of that is a little bit of press BS, just to be honest with you.
Okay, that's why we have you on, man. Get the facts.
Yeah, I mean, his wish list was to continue his career, and extend his contract and find a place that he can make a contribution. So, when you sit there and map out cities, that comes from, bloggers and reporters rather than players, because, this is a big boy business and he understands that.
We're talking with Steve Koonin, guys, Hawks CEO here on Dukes and Bell. Trey Young traded this week. Where do we go now? Because there are a lot of rumors out there about bringing in another star and having, obviously, financial flexibility, which we will have. But I believe now there is more pressure than ever on Quinn Snyder and the staff to get the most out of this group as we continue to move forward.
I think that's a fair statement and assessment. We expect, we believe this is, an opportunity. Now, I want to be really clear, and I want, everybody to hear me. Doesn't mean it's going to happen by the trade deadline. Rarely does a lot happen by the trade deadline. This is almost a unicorn of an event. Bill Simmons, titled his one of his playoff podcast about the Hawks today, not the playoffs. So this is a unicorn. So whether it's in February at the trade deadline or during the summer, I think you will continue to see activity with our team evolving and being aggressive like you saw last summer. And most of our activity happened last summer, if you recall.
Right. Well, I get it. I understand, you could position yourself to be one of the youthful teams, and already you got one of the youngest nucleuses in the NBA, especially with now trade coming off the books. All we take on McCollum for the time being. But I know, and by the way, Steve cannot specifically mention guys that are on other rosters. That's tampering. But I can say to Carl that Anthony Davis got hurt again. And I know that if that was somebody that was on the radar, I think for a lot of fans, I think they'd be lukewarm on that, Steve. I'm sorry, he can't comment on it. But Steve, what should we expect, though, this team to put themselves in a position to make a playoff run?
That's the hope. That's absolutely the hope. That's why we do what we've done, and that's why we'll continue to do. We want to build for today, but with a real focus on tomorrow. We have a really emerging all-star in Jaylen. I mean, I think that's something that's really kind of special. When LeBron says this might be the next Scottie Pippen,
right?
That's pretty good. As much as I can say, we have a New Orleans pick that looks pretty good. I'll put it to you this way. I'm watching much more college basketball than I ever did, and I'm watching the Pelicans. I think I've seen all 40 of their games.
Right, right, right.
Normally not on my bingo card to watch 40 Pelican games.
Well, I was and Steve, I saw, it depends who you read. And even guys that do this for a living that should know better in the NBA – just taking shots. I mean, the market was what the market was for Trey. And the fact that we couldn't get draft picks, so be it. But the idea, at least we got Trey off the books and we didn't have to part with draft picks, I think is bigger.
If people in our front office got a tremendous amount of calls from other front office congratulating us and thinking we made a great deal, I think that speaks for itself. Okay? I think that everybody, is looking for pieces to fit their puzzle. And, I don't think you can sit there as the public who's never been in a front office meeting and list the bounty for a player. So, the team is always going to take the loss. We're never going to say anything about a player except how fantastic they were. And in this case, it's 1,000% fact. We're never going to say anything about we should have gotten this or should have gotten that. we're happy with what we did. We let our actions speak for ourselves, and we hope our fans will give us the opportunity to see the entire picture unfold. Doesn't mean that it's going to unfold instantly. It's going to unfold over an arc of time. The NBA doesn't work instantly.
Is this an indicator, Steve, that the thinking in the front office changed? Obviously, Anse Soleil is now in charge, but a lot of people feel like this could have been done, again, maybe a year, 2 years ago. What changed with our front office and the mindset and the thinking about this particular deal?
I just can't speak to that, Carl, because I don't know what predicated that thinking, but it didn't predicate the reality. And we've talked a bunch on this show over the past 11 years. It takes two to tango. I mean, we had conversations about Trey being available for the last 2 years. I don't think nobody said we were being precious about that. You know, I think virtually everybody on every roster you could say is available. So I don't think you don't plant a for sale sign like you would around a house.
He says in his goodbye open letter on social media, Steve Kooning, guys, Hawks CEO, joins us here on Dukes and Bell. A little snarky, taking shots at the mistakes that were made. I would have to agree with him. The DeJounte Murray thing made no sense then. And, you know, looking back in hindsight makes even less sense. What do you say to detractors or fans who said you never built a good team around Trae Young?
Okay. As I said, the team's always going to take the loss.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to get into a pissing match. Mm. Can I say piss?
Well, you already did.
You did. Yep.
Yeah, and that's why I said it again. It's really interesting. I think he's gotten some negative blowback from those comments. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Well, so, I certainly killed him today because
we want to be at the top of the class. We want to do this with elegance, and that's all I can comment and be responsible for is the way the Hawks handle it. And anybody else, his handling or anybody else's handling, you know, that's certainly up to them. Mm. Obviously, the DeJounte Murray trade did not turn out the way we wanted it to. He was aware of the trade, signed off on the trade.
Right.
And it just, you know, you're not going to swing and hit every time. But it was important that we took swings, and we'll continue to take swings. We're not going to get them all right, that's for sure. Nobody does in this sport.
Steve, what do you say to the fan base who says, here we go again, we've traded another star away? There is this lack of faith that we can turn the corner and become what we want because we've never done it. What do you say to the fan base and Hawks fans who are maybe frustrated with this trade? I don't know if that's everybody, but you know, I mean, you get various comments about, hey, is this the right direction, the wrong direction? What do you say to those folks?
I say that the only smart judgment is the judgment of time. Let's see how it unfolds and let's see how the puzzle gets filled in. Look, I'm a fan first.
Right.
I watch tons of sports. We're going to talk football probably. We talk other sports. I'm a fan first. And everybody wants their team, their city, to be playing for championships. But it is not an easy task.
Right.
You know, look at what's happened. You know, in most cases, there's usually one winner and there's 29 teams who don't meet their goal of a championship. What I do know about the NBA today is you can't move forward if you're holding the cards pat. And coming out of the 21 season, probably the biggest mistake we've made as a franchise in a long time is we weren't aggressive coming out of there.
Right.
We thought, wow, one more year of maturity, this team will really, you know, compete for championships. And they didn't. Same people, same cast. You constantly have to be moving the pieces till you find the team that connects and plays together. Cleveland last year won 64 games. I think they're in eighth or ninth place now.
Right. You got to grab. I appreciate you for being that forthcoming because we talk about that all the time. And just wishing that in hindsight, you know, we've gotten to a position, you know, where we are going to go all in. Now we'll have to wait and see. First things first, we got to start winning games. We got to play better perimeter defense. I know I asked you last week on it, but just real quick, you know, no sense of urgency with Quinn Snyder to find that next gear?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Is Quinn doing enough?
I think Quinn's doing everything he can. I think, you know, again, you judge it on the arc, and starting tonight in Denver is when your opinion shouldn't be formed in one game, but your opinion should start tonight. Let's see. What was holding him back? Look, we've had incredible amount of injuries, but that's happening league-wide. You look at these injury lists of these games, and it's I mean, New Orleans, we had only 10 players the other night. New Orleans had less.
Right.
So as far as I'm concerned, I think Quinn's doing a great job. Quinn knows the kind of style of basketball he wants to play. And I think he's very, very, very happy. And I think the players love Quinn. And I think something really important people have to understand, players want to play for Quinn, but there has to be an opportunity to bring them in and to make a deal and to fit the league's salary structure, not our salary structure, the league's salary structure, the rules of the game. And I think Snyder is fantastic. And so we will judge it over time. You know, when you talk about being aggressive and bring it in, what's missing, you know, is what we've got to figure out. It's obvious we've got to get better rebounding. You know, we have to get more physicality. To quote my dear friend Kirby Smart, we got to get aggression.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so there are pieces, but we also have pieces to move around the chessboard. And, you know, we have Cleveland's draft pick this year that we hadn't talked about. Right. We have the worst of Milwaukee and New Orleans. And if the season ended today, we have two ping pong balls in the lottery.
Right.
I don't know if that's ever even happened before.
Right. And the idea now, again, potentially getting a young, you know, guard that's got a little more size. You know, and that's
everything I've been told, this is the best draft in a decade.
Right. And again, it's a shame for Reese Hoshea. He just happened to be sandwiched between two sort of, you know, obviously huge pieces that can maybe reset a franchise. Steve, we appreciate your time. And again, onward and upward, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, it's always my favorite thing to do on a Friday.
All right. I was going to ask Steve about the Braves TV contract, but we got to catch a break. We'll talk more about that next week. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell, guys. And we got lots to dive into. Who says he wants to run the whole show? Who's doing interviews right now in the coaching circles? And does that jam him up with the Falcons? And more on the Hawks, guys, because at the end of that conversation with Steve Kuenen, Crow and I were just talking about this off the air. There is a guy that may need to go as well on the Hawks. We'll explain. It's all coming up at a big 5 o'clock hour.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.